real estate. This was our house. Now it is mine alone. It is a good house, warm, with lovely bones and flowers all around. But it is oddly empty now, and also full of too much memory. The past crowds in like those loud crows I hear competing for the roadkill down the street. Archive of disappearing dreams, defeat, silenced laughter, unsat chairs, old discs nobody wants to play and books likely to remain unread. Oh, many, many papers I must shred. Like any good museum, it requires maintenance, archival care. But time has worked its own perverse repair. What was once so dear and so familiar has been slowly turning strange. A kind of mercy has arranged it so love is no longer of this house. Has love grown lesser? No. It has grown lighter and more portable. It lives and moves wherever heart and mind may chance to go.